somebody gets overheated and then they got chills and then their eyes and their nose start to run, you'd say he
caught a cold.
Okay. And if you catch a cold and it begins to affect your voice, you'd say I'm getting a little
hoarse.
Okay.
Are they using the modern name now, laryngitis?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You might say, I've got a
cough.
Okay.
I got a light cough there.
I think I'll go to bed. I'm feeling just a little bad.
No, I don't
feel bad. I just feel sort of
tired.
Woo-hoo.
Sleepy.
Okay.
We used to say, well, I guess we better go to the pad and catch some Z's, you know.
Oh yeah, I love that. This is my favorite expression: catch some Z's.
I got to catch me a few winks there before the early dawn.
Yeah, catch some Z's. Okay, you say at 6 o'clock in the morning when the alarm goes off, I will
get up.
Okay, before you get up, you have to
wake up and stretch.
Okay, and you might say, gosh, he's still asleep. You better go
wake him up.
Okay, and if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might say to him, hey, why haven't you
took your medicine?
Okay, and the patient might answer, well,
I did take it.
Okay,
I didn't take it.
Okay, or another way of saying, I took some yesterday.
Yeah, I took some yesterday.
Okay, and I will
take some more today.
Okay, and if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're stone
deaf.
Okay, and if somebody started to work and began to sweat when he started, then by the time he finished, you would say he really
wringing wet with sweat.
Okay, or he really a lot in the hot
sweat. Sweat a lot, perspire a lot.
Okay, and
the word, most of the people use the word sweat. Very seldom you catch somebody, he perspire.
Yeah, when do they use that word?
That's when you're being proper.
Yeah, okay.
You're indignant, you're being proper there, perspire.
Okay.
The plain old word is that dude is so sweat.
Yeah. Okay.
I sure did sweat a lot today.
Okay. Well, this is one of those days, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you call a kind of sore that, well, I guess you can get one any place, but a lot of times people get them on the back of their neck, and it's big, and it looks like a big blister, and sometimes the doctor has to lance it open.
Boil?
Okay. And when they lance open a boil, what do you call that stuff that comes out?
Pus.
Okay. And if you get a blister on your hand, what do you call that liquid that forms under the blister?
Corruption.
Okay.
Pus.
Okay. If it's just clear, is that what you call it?
No, if it's just clear, what is it, water? Water blister?
Oh.
I don't know what you call it other than that.
What's corruption? Is it a color?
No, it's kind of a yellowish.
Is that the same as pus?
Yeah, I guess so. Both of them the same thing, I think.
Okay.
At least we have used them in time as the same thing, pus or corruption.
Yeah, okay.
I think a corruption is more the old-fashioned way, pus is more the modern way, I think.
Uh-huh. Okay. You might say a bee stung me and my hand
swollen.
Okay. And you might say, in fact, it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Okay. And you might say, well, it's not infected. It probably won't much more.
Won't swell much more.
Okay. And if you're in a war and you get a bullet in your arm, you'd say you have a bullet
in my arm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Or if it goes all the way through, you'd say you've got a
hole in my arm.
Okay, or another word for a hole would be you could get a stab.
Cut? Not a cut, but
okay,
what is it? I keep on saying puncture, but not puncture.
You get a purple heart for being
injured.
Okay, or
wounded.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen a kind of wound that sometimes it won't heal clean and a white kind of granular substance forms around the edge, and sometimes they have to cut it out or burn it out with alum? You ever heard of a kind of thing like that?
No.